Brilliant stuff. Lindsay L. and Champagne, and she's here. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How are
good,
you?
Good to see you. You know,
and good to see you. Thank you for having me in today.
No, brilliant, brilliant. Come in here all friendly and all chirpy and everything else. So you're no stranger to an interview.
Hey, I'm just so happy to be back in Ireland. It's been a couple years. And I'm so excited to be back. We're playing the Limelight tonight, and
yes.
I cannot wait to see fans.
Yeah, it'll be good. How did you manage to develop a profile here? Well, I'm saying that there couldn't be a better place for you to try, given our affinity for country music.
Absolutely.
And, you know, that kind of thing.
You know, it's been incredible. I was here 3 years ago with the band Perry, and then came back a couple years ago for some shows, and now I'm just grateful to be back again. And the C2C lineup just got announced, and I'm really excited to be a part of that next March. And so it's been good. It's amazing to me to get to see fans over here, and now that I just released my record a couple months ago, and to see fans knowing the lyrics to songs and singing along with me at shows, and it's amazing how small the world can get.
Oh yeah. But I mean, when we were told about you coming, I says, "What's she like?" You know, I didn't know if you were a rapper or a heavy metal person or whatever. She's country. But you're not. Well, you're country-ish. It's a very broad interpretation of country, isn't it?
It's a very broad interpretation.
Yeah.
Yes, I mean, I'm country-ish. I like that. Yeah, I've been influenced by a lot of different kinds of music ever since I was a little girl. I play a lot of blues, a little bit of pop, a little bit of rock, a little bit of jazz. So as far as a guitar player, I've kind of listened to everything. I'm a country songwriter through and through, but I like to throw a lot of different influences in there.
Yeah, it does sound like it, you know. So for anybody who just thinks it's country and, you know, you maybe got a, you don't like country, people will say that. Listen, it's funny, a friend of mine who's been a country DJ for a long time, and anytime he hears someone saying, "I don't like country," he says, "Don't worry, you will." You know?
Amen to that. That's
you know,
so true.
You will. Yeah.
It's so true. Yeah. And even as a genre, we're just changing so much. Country as a genre is growing and changing every single day. And so I love hearing you say that because a lot of my friends who didn't listen to country even a couple of years ago now love it.
Yeah, but I mean, you'll hear this argument. It's a bit like, you know, "I don't like country music." Well, I've got a few Johnny Cash records.
Right.
And I like
right.
Garth Brooks.
Right.
And, Shania Twain album in the house. You know, and
exactly.
You end up, they've got about 500 CDs of country artists, you know.
So true.
But it's, so what type of gigs do you do back home? I mean, what size of audience do you generally play to?
You know, we play everything from 10 people in a room sometimes to 26,000 people in an amphitheater. So there's a big wide range. But that's what keeps it exciting. You know, we've been on tour with Mr. Brad Paisley all year, and it's been so much fun. As a guitar player myself, it's amazing to get to open up for a musician as incredible as Brad, and to be watching his show every night has just been so inspiring. You know, it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah. And do you go out with the full band? Mostly,
I do love to bring my band whenever I can. It just, you know, allows me to do other things as a guitar player and go different places. But then a solo show has a whole new element to it, you know, and I have a loop pedal that I sometimes bring with me that if people don't know what a loop pedal is, it's sort of where you can record a portion of the song.
Ed Sheeran.
But that, as well as bringing a drum machine and a few other things on stage, helps me make a solo show pretty interesting.
Do you not feel like exposed being out there on your own? You know, like, it's only me.
In the best way possible. You know, playing solo shows to like small intimate clubs, it's probably the most vulnerable place you can be, because you can hear people breathe sometimes. And it's like, if I don't put on a good show, my goodness, I'm going to see their direct reaction.
Yeah.
So, but I love it, you know, in a way. I love that kind of pressure, and it keeps me on my toes, and it makes sure that I'm doing the best show I can.
Yeah. What's the latest release, latest album or from yourself? What
it's
is
called
it?
The Project.
Yeah.
So I just finished it. My producer is a guy by the name of Christian Bush from a little band called Sugarland, if people are Sugarland fans.
Oh, yes, we know Sugarland,
yes.
Yeah.
So Christian really helped me find, you know, the sound for this record and really the sound who I finally feel like I am as an artist. And so Champagne that you just heard is off the album The Project, and this song that I might be playing in a little bit called Waiting on You is on the project as well.
Okay, so you're in the limelight tonight. Any idea of, are there any tickets left?
I think there may be a few at the door. I think doors open at 7, and then I'll go on probably just after 8:30.
Yeah.
And I'm so excited. I'm so excited. Please come to the show and hang out with us. I'll have some CDs there. We'll hang out all night.
T-shirts. Buy T-shirts.
Exactly.
Do T-shirts as well.
I do have
buy
T-shirts.
Buy all the merchandise you can get your hands on.
Johnny, I love you.
Well, I'm doing the stall. That's why. There's a thing in your wiki that says Randy Bachman saw you when you were 13. Is that right? Now, for those who don't know, Bachman Turner Overdrive, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Yes, taking of care of business, these eyes.
How did that happen?
So I met Randy through a songwriting buddy of mine when I was 13 years old. And Randy heard this demo CD I made at the time and was like, this sounds like a young female Chet Atkins. I was just playing like little acoustic guitar instrumentals and a few things I'd written. And shortly after that, he met me and just wanted to have a couple writing sessions, you know, songwriting. And after that, he was like, Lindsay, I'm one of your biggest fans. I want to help you however I can. So I was recording. I was writing songs with Randy, you know, all throughout high school. And he really
That's
got
incredible.
Start.
You know,
yeah,
that is
he,
incredible.
He discovered me.
Yeah. But all your friends are going to high school and worrying about homework or, you know, whatever.
I know.
And you're saying, I'm writing with Randy tomorrow.
I literally, through high school, did schoolwork and played my guitar. That's pretty much all I did.
Brilliant. Right, give us a song now. What are you going to do?
Beautiful. So, this is a new song off the album The Project called Waiting on You. What's not to like about this new love thing? Midnight kisses, slow dances in the rain. But you got my heart beating fast. Where this is going, baby, I can't say. Every time you leave me, I just want you to stay. But I gotta know where you stand. Like the dry ground, waiting for the rain to fall down. I'm a July sky, you're a bottle rocket, I'm waiting on you. Like a sailboat, wishing for the wind to blow. Like a fast car looking for the green to go. I'm right here, baby. Don't keep me waiting on you. No. I'm not talking about no diamond rings. Why picket fences? Those forever things. But you gotta make your move. Like the dry ground, waiting for the rain to fall down. I'm a July sky, you're a bottle rocket, I'm waiting on you. Like a sailboat, wishing for the wind to blow. Like a fast car, looking for the grain to go. I'm right here, baby.
To Terrific. Absolutely terrific. Lindsay, thanks. I'll read one of the texts. This is typical of what's come in. Yeah. I have never heard of Lindsay, but I loved her. I was singing away.
That's amazing.
And are there tickets available for tonight? Because I'd love to go. Mary, chance your arm. Ring the limelight, okay?
Please, Mary, come hang out with us. We will be there. We will be happy to... I will be happy to play for you all night.
See, I would think you get that a lot. People may not have heard you in some places, but as soon as they do, they're going to be a fan. You know, they really are.
Well, Johnny, thank you so much for letting me come in today and hang out with you and play you some music. We're just so excited to be here.
Brilliant. Listen, thank you. Thanks.